Ready for some work tonight?
Yep.
Set up here. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I started teaching last week about a, really for me, a life-altering revelation that I've been building my faith in for, well, we found it last week, at least 9 years. Apparently more. And it's the mindset that I always win. We're going to go to a lot of scriptures that tell us that in the Word. God's given us the victory, always causes us triumph with their last week. He's made us more than conquerors. Here it says, this is the victory that overcomes the world and anything coming against you of the world. We win. And I mentioned last week, it's changed my perspective of life. That Murphy has no hold on my life anymore. There's a programming that we bought into the human race. I know America has, and probably other countries, that when you're working on something, something's going to go wrong. You know, the last bolt you're putting in, you'll drop the nut, or you know, the before you're done working on something, you're going to hurt yourself or whatever. And that's a expectation of defeat. Or a setback. And I believe we have a right to always win. Yes. Amen. We're going to go to a lot of Bible stories in this, quite a few testimonies. But I express that today. We're putting in this AC renovations, and I'm taking out all the ductwork downstairs, everything in the basement, in the main area of the basement, is coming out. In fact, it's pretty much all out. Couple little things sticking out. And today was the day of point of no return, where I started stripping stuff out and cutting holes, and either it worked or it didn't. Now, I'm confident it worked. But to run this duct, I had to crawl through this hole over here. You can't see it on camera. And a space about that tall. Well, there's the height. That's not the height of the stage. The floor of the stage. I'm underneath there. Calling for 100 years of coal, dust, soot, everything else. I mean, thick. And I made, I think, 5 or 6 trips under there at least today. And I'm running a huge 18-inch flex duct. You can see the end of it again over there. Big duct. So I'd crawl under, find where I thought I needed to tap into the duct that's under 2 floors. I cut holes in the floor, cut a hole in the ceiling, there's the duct. I cut a hole, 18-inch round hole in the duct. I have a nice little tool that runs on a battery deal that sniffs metal. It was wonderful. Cut the hole, a few trips in to get a torch. I first tried to clean the metal, then I had to dry the metal, I had to get a torch to do that. Anyway, I get ready to put this thing on. I can't get to it. I want to cut a bunch more ceiling out, which I don't want to do more forward. And even then, I don't know if I can get to it. And I go down in the basement and think, well, I can just take the duct apart. They screwed the duct together before the walls were up. Now you can't get to the screws.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, how am I going to get to this? And here's what was happening. When I was under the floor, about the fourth time, at least the fourth time, I heard something say, you need to give up on this. Just stop for today, give up. And, I mean, I'm tired, I'm not enjoying being under there. I'm going to try it, because it's really not that fun. There's insulator knobs that hit on 3 times.
You look like you were having a ball under there.
That was looking.
Breathing the stuff in, crawling in it. I threw the clothes away I had on. I threw them away. They were unrecoverable. Anyway, I did bring others to each one of them. I can't get to it. And I'm up inside of there thinking, I'm just ready to stop for the day. I don't know how I'm going to get this fixed to hit me. I haven't won yet. I always won. I haven't won yet. I must stop them because I have a victory over me. So I came down, went down to the basement, the furnace room, and I finally figured out how to take it apart. And I got it on, and it's running now.
Praise the Lord.
That was the number one challenge for this whole project of everything. The electrical, the upper room, everything. Of everything I had lined out to do in this renovation for this phase, that was the one that I knew was going to be the most challenging. And it got done today in an afternoon. But it got done because, I'm telling you, for me, I win. Because a lot of times, something like that, you hit it, but there's no way to do this. I give up. I guess we'll go back to the old way. But I already said we're going there here. I had the revelation. And we win. I win always applies when I'm in the will of God. And it got done. And it got done really well. I got Karen feeding me fresh stuff into them. So that's the first duck. There'll be another one going over here tomorrow. And the HVAC will be well on its way to being done. And so the point I'm trying to make is not that we got something accomplished, but it's this mentality. The speaking I win for 10 years, I expect it. And I know I'm going to have the revelation to it before it's finished. The story's coming to me is Jesse DePlantis. I've shared this a few times before. He was sharing at a victory conference a couple years ago that when he built his dome, his sanctuary in New Orleans, I don't know how many thousand people it seats, but he had it designed that it would have no center supporting posts. No center posts. No posts holding the roof up. It would be a self-supporting roof. And they get into the construction, they're well into it, and the architect comes up and says, we made a mistake. We have to have a center post. Jesse says, no. That's not what I wanted. It's not what I declared I wanted. There's a way to do this. No, there's no way to do it. It's got to have a center post. Mm-hmm. So Jesse stopped everything. How many have heard this story before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
He stopped everything and took the construction workers, put them in a circle, said, we're going to pray, God, you show us how to do this. They hold hands, praying. Jesse's praying in the spirit. They might even be saved. Mm-hmm. And he prays for a little bit, and he says, okay, God, you show somebody how to do it. You get a word, or at least a high expectation. Everybody's quiet. He says, God, you show somebody how to do this. One of the workers says, this came to me. What if we did this? What if you did this? The architect goes, that will work. And he's got his building because they prayed in the spirit with a we win mentality. It's got to be a way. And I'm telling you, you get with God, he's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. But you got to work your faith for it. We win is not automatic. It's a result of declaring it over your life. And every time you hit a snag, you got to work it. That's like if you declare healing and you hit a symptom, you got to work your faith. Yes. No, I'm healed. I said I'm healed. Shut up, devil. These symptoms aren't mine. Get off of me in Jesus' name. And you walk before you do what you have to, and you battle the devil over those symptoms.
Yes.
Amen. And you work the word. The word works if we work the word. And so the same thing with we win. What I'm trying to do is get us all to build our faith in this. To build a faith that Murphy has no place in your life. An expectation you cannot be defeated because you won't quit.
Right.
And whatever you put your hand to, prosper. Psalm 1, right? If you meditate the word day and night, look at Psalm 1. That's a good place to go next. The first psalm is a we win psalm. I don't think that ever occurred to you. I know it didn't until right now. The first psalm was a we win psalm. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't listen to the ways of the world. Is that the police out there? The butcher across the street. Amen. Just keep paying attention to me. It's okay. I shouldn't have said it. Yeah, everybody's like,
woo!
Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, he's living holy. He's resisting the ways of the world. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. The Word. His delight's in the Word. And in his law, in his Word, does he meditate day and night. You're thinking about it all the time. This Word is my life. You're thinking about this Word is promises to me from God. This Word is my connection to heaven. You follow me? You're always thinking that. Working the Word. And he, the one that meditates the Scriptures, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I got a whole set of messages just on that. By the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever he does is going to work. We win passage in Psalm 1. The one that works the Word for victory. See, this doesn't work unless you work it. Has anybody ever worked this verse before? Everything I put my hand to works, it prospers. I worked that verse. And I don't think I ever thought it's part of the we win quiver. The arrows you can shoot out against disappointment, against failure, but against things not working, against things breaking down. We win. Patty and I, our transmission went out a few weeks ago, coming back from Virginia, 120 miles from home. I'm going to Billy, I can't go anywhere. This is spinning. We both work, we win. God, you will get us home. His transmission works. Slowed down, and when I found I slowed down to about 30 mile an hour, second gear kicked in. And I could get up the hills, up the mountains. Once I got up the top, I could get faster, and fourth gear would kick in and skip third. And I could get up to about 65, 70 mile an hour if I wanted to. It's really revving high because I had no overdrive. But we made it all the way home like that, and really didn't lose a whole lot of time. We moved pretty good. But we could have just pulled over and said, no, transmission's out, we quit. But we said, no, we get home. We win. Amen? It produces in you an attitude of expectation of success. And this is not automatic for people. In fact, I grew up with a loser mentality. Some of you grew up with a loser mentality. Yeah. Not that you expect to lose, but in the long run, you thought, well, when it's all done, I'm going to come up short. When it's all done, somebody's going to take advantage of me. When it's all done, people believe me. Rejection is part of a loser mentality. Is this okay with you? Yeah. Rejection is a piece of a loser mentality. Yeah. I'm not trying to call anybody a loser, I'm saying it's a mentality. Isolation connected to loser mentality. Refusing to participate in things, probably part of a loser expectation. And I'm not going to go into what the causes could be, but it could be, I guess I did, it could be you're raised in a way you're told you're a loser. Could be that you've failed in the past being a good teacher. Pastor Bob, I'll share part of his testimony. When he was in like fifth grade, his teacher said, "Don't even plan on going to college. You're not suited for college, you'll never make it." He's a doctor now. But he said he fought all of his school life, going through, you know, elementary, junior high, high school, that he was just not qualified for any higher education. And really that he wasn't smart enough. And he finally kind of came to a revelation through the Word. Whatever God calls him to, he can do it.
Yes.
And now he's Dr. Mark. He had to overcome this loser, how can I say, educational mindset. Now, just because you're a wing with math mentality don't mean you're going to become chess master of the world. Magnus Carlsen may have something to say about that because he's the grandmaster right now. Doesn't mean you'd be president of the United States. But it does mean whatever God calls you to do, whatever dreams he puts you in, you're going to win
that.
You'll be successful. And things will always fall in your favor. Amen? Because the Word says we have favor with God and men.
Yes.
You know what that is? That's a we win verse. There's a whole lot of scriptures. There's more we win scriptures in the Word than there are healing scriptures. There's more we win scriptures than our prosperity scriptures, because prosperity is part of the we win package. Amen. God gives us power to get wealth. Then may establish his covenant with us. Amen. We win. Your seed will produce. Your harvest will come in. You will have a new church, even though you're in a temporary borrowed dwelling or rented even places for a year and a half. You will win. You will have your place. And the stuff you're believing for is going to come to pass. And the church will be ready by the healing of the hearts. If anybody's having any doubts on that, it's going to be looking sharp. Amen. Pay no attention to this disaster behind you. It's temporary. Thank you, Jesus. Frosty is carpeting our media room, our media storage room, and he moved everything out of there onto the stage and into a few of the offices. So it's all just adjusting. But by the time we're done, you're going to know who win. Every single time. Are you still with me? Look at Deuteronomy chapter 20. That's a good place to go. It's Deuteronomy chapter 20. And let's start the verse number. Start at verse 1. I just don't know how to leave any of it out. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and the people more than thou, how many of us are, you're going to need a we win mentality in that?
Yeah.
Be not afraid. Addressing fear is a part of the we win victory. How can I say execution? Mm-hmm. You got to address fear. Oh no, what if it didn't work? What if it does? I always win. Amen? Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now here's what helps we win. Has anybody got any victory testimonies in your life of the past? Maybe victory over sickness, victory over a building you can be paid, victory over a family situation. We all do. If nothing else, victory that you used to be a sinner, now you're a saint.
Yeah. Amen.
We all have had encounters with God and have testimonies connected to them. And here, God's letting Israel know Deuteronomy was written about a month before they went into the Promised Land. And it was God reviewing everything with Moses that he taught for the past 40 years. And what's happening is he's saying, you're about to go into the Promised Land. And keep these things in mind. Amen? Because you're about to go in and fight your enemies. Remember, God was with you. And he refers back to, remember 40 years ago when you came out of Egypt, the same God that brought you out is the one that's taking you in. Amen. So in your case, with We Win applications, you can call to mind where you seemed desperate before, yet God showed up. And I could probably sit here for a long time and just quote you things impacting our life that looked hopeless, looked desperate, looked like the end of the road. But we stood our ground, spoke the word, and God showed up.
Amen.
And if He did it before, He'll do it again. If He did it for me, He'll do it for you, me, right? He's no respecter of persons. He respects His word.
Yes.
He respects faith in His word. He respects application for it. He respects delighting yourself. Remember Psalm 1? Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. He respects people that will take this thing for real and apply it. For without faith it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6, right? For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. He's looking for faith. When the Son of God comes, will He find faith in the earth? Yes! It may be scattered. It may be rare, but He's going to find it. He's going to find a bride full of faith, right? Full of faith in the Holy Spirit. Verse 2, and it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle. Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Remember, they have more chariots and horses and soldiers than you do. In other words, it looks like an impossibility. When you come near to the situation, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people. He says God's going to have the priest speak. God's going to give the priest something to say to exhort the people regarding God's promises. When you face a battle, call to mind what you learned in the house of God. Call to mind the revelation God's given you, the promise He's given you, the victories of the past. The priest's going to come and speak. And shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be you terrified because of them. Don't be afraid. Address the fear.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Address the fear.
Yes.
And don't run from the battle. Run to the battle. Expect to win. Now again, I'm underneath that stage today. Several trips for a few hours. And I'm not really enjoying it. I'm enduring it. I'm encouraging myself. But let me be pleased in it. He said, I won. And now from this day forward, I'll know that 18-inch flex duck did not get victory over me. May sound like something small to you,
No. But
for me, it was a big deal.
Amen.
That God had to show me how to do it because I didn't know it looked impossible.
Yes.
It looked like I'm going to rip out walls, rip out other ducks. But there was the answer. God had it all along. And now crawling under the, having it work. They're crawling under the stage multiple times, throwing away your clothes.
Yeah.
Worth it. Amen. And you get to the place that job's got to be done. But you're so excited about the victory of it, the accomplishment, that what you go through becomes second, of secondary importance. Amen. So ladies, when you're mowing the grass and changing oil in the cars, remember that?
I do.
So he goes on. Look at verse 4. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. God's going with you. Now, let's think about this just for a second. This is the God that said, let there be. And all the heavens were created.
Yes.
All the stars. There are stars out there millions of times bigger than our own sun. They dwarf the size of our sun. Maybe a billion times bigger. And there's trillions of them. God says, just let there be. You know, we talk about, ooh, what a great miracle was the Red Sea. That's chicken feet compared to creating the universe. Do you follow me? This is God that formed man out of the clay and breathed life into him. Has anybody seen the complexity of the human body?
Wow. Yeah.
My goodness. Way evolution produced that. There is no way evolution produces
exactly.
A human body.
Exactly.
My goodness. What a ridiculous thing. If that was true, we'd still see stuff evolving. Dirt will be coming to life in your backyard. You know, your kids are making mud pies. Oh, it came to life. And God made that man out of dirt. Praise God. We win. Here's the other thing. When you get a we win mentality, little things don't bother you anymore. It just don't matter. You're going to win. I've been in churches where things aren't perfect. The sound system's acting up. I've seen the preacher get mad. All of them sound like, get that, I fix that. Messing with the anointing. You ain't messing with the anointing. Your attitude's messing with the anointing.
Right. Thank you.
God's not shaking because the sound system is having some glitches. Or get upset because, you know, the ushers aren't doing it quite right, or, you know. A win-win mentality just laughs those things off. You follow me?
Right.
Well, somebody says something. Somebody did something. That's all you're worried about. We win. And you go, how's it go? Don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
Don't sweat it. Laugh. Keep your joy. And so we win lets you live with consistent peace and joy. Now here's the God that created everything. I mean, my goodness, made the body, made the stars, and says, I'm going to go and fight your battles for you. For you. See, this is the part that tries to tilt my mind. The God that made all this is my buddy. He's going to fight with me, fight for me, fight with me, give me revelation, give me wisdom. If we can get that comprehension of we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, God's our buddy now. He's got our back. We're in covenant. You should expect to win. You should expect to come out on top. Amen. What an awesome God we serve.
Front, right.
And it makes it fun. Thank you, Jesus. Are you still with me? Go to Philippians chapter 4. That's a good one to start at. That little chapter is amazing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ. Now, Christ is not Jesus' last name. It's a word that means the anointed one and his anointed. It means the power of God that moves through you as well. Through Christ, which strengthens me. Anybody have a different version? You got the Message of the Passion or something and amplified?
I got the one on
What was it? Read the Passion. You got the Passion? Praise you, Jesus. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. What's left off of that? There are actually some things that really aren't included. Things outside the will of God and the call of God for your life. In other words, you're not going to be standing here and go to the moon. I can do all things. I can do. I can do all things. No, it's not in the will of God, not the plan of God. You follow me? Now, if God says I'm sending you to the moon, you're ready to hold your breath.
Yeah.
It's not like you won't be there long unless He sustains you there, right? But what God's called you to do, or what He's put in your heart that you believe God's in agreement with, He's going to give you the desires of your heart. And you can do all things through Him in the process of getting there. Yes, passion.
And I love passion. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty.
I like that. Read that again.
And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's the we win in that verse. Conquer every difficulty. Sure, read the Amplified.
I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-efficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence or confident peace.
See, I like that because the Amplified includes that He's assigned you to do. Do you follow me? You can't set a course that's not God's plan and think it's going to work just well. I can do all things. It doesn't work like that. I will never play in the NBA. Now listen. If God calls me to play in the NBA, to set an example of what you can do through a senior citizen who could never jump to begin with, get ready because He's about to put Flubber on my shoes. Flubber. Original. Fred McMurray. Yeah. I'm about to slam dunk now and I can hit some shots. If God calls me, if God calls me, look out, Steph Curry. I'm about to break your records. But I'm not expecting that. Are you following me? Why? It's not the will of God. I can do all things. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I always win. Doesn't work like that. You need to hear God and what He's assigned you to do. And often, this thing about I can do all things where He always calls you to triumph or prosper usually includes something that involves work that He's assigned you to complete, right? And so, I can do all things. Verse 19, that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And now God says, I'm going to supply everything you need to do what I've called you to do. Everything. I am at another level. It's been a process of hearing God in my daily routine. I'm at the place I'm listening to God all the time what to do next. And I'm practicing it and it's worked probably without fail. Hearing God what tools to take with me. I'm running here and there, running here, and I'll walk up here, and I'll go to grab a tool. God says, he won't say that you need, he'll drop in me, you need that one too. And I know I knew why I needed it. But it's in me, grab that one. And invariably, if I argue with him, I don't need that. Because you think it's you thinking, right? And I don't grab it, I'm going to need it. This thing about the more you can learn to hear the Spirit of God in your daily activities, to be flowing with Him, He'll drop in you what to do, what to grab, how to move on something, and it implements. We win at a higher level.
Yes.
What's that?
I said China was sitting there telling us about three different things that the Spirit was telling you.
Yeah.
Before we started this today.
And so, what I'm seeing happen is I'm used to, in the past, getting on ladder and realizing, oh, I need my screwdriver. Want a screwdriver, get a screwdriver. Get up, oh, I forgot screws. Yeah, oh, you didn't get your pliers. Four trips, that's why I need a helper. Just to run and get my stuff. I forgot to take up the ladder, put it up in the attic or under the floor. And I don't think there was a time today I called on the floor. I didn't have what I needed for that trip. Because you can't take it all at one time anyway. It's a flow where God's short, bringing you shortcuts to tell you what to do next, to grab it, to prepare for next. What to take, and it's part of God accelerating that we win. How can I say? Experience. I'm thinking about, really, it was back in the 60s that we're coming out with some of it, the surround sound in the movie, sense around, and all these things, and CinemaScope. And you go to the movies, they have these big, fantastic color screens. And speakers all over coming out. You know what I'm talking about? To give you the full experience of the movie. And you couldn't get it at home through your little 19-inch, you know, Trinitron. It's like, now they have huge TVs with sound bars and surround sound there. I mean, you get a great experience at home. But that movie experience, when I was young, back in the 60s, even in the 70s, was amazing going to the movies. You got so excited about the movies because you're going to see a movie like you couldn't see it anywhere else. And I'm telling you, if you get the we win working at the right level, and you're flowing with the Spirit of God, you're being led by the Spirit, you're going to get the full God victory experience. That everything you put your hand to prospers. Everything seems to just flow. It's just like working perfectly. You say you don't have any problems? Oh no, I have troubles, challenges. But if you get the we win, they don't shake you. You stay in the process until you win. Amen. In God's sports, how can I say, arena, in baseball, in the natural, you get three strikes, you're out. Now, on God's team, you get a swing till you get home run. I mean, you can swing 47 times rope. No, you're not out. No, you're not done. Get swinging in. You get to keep going until you win. But you can't fail. I've swung 30 times. I haven't hit it yet. I quit. No, you just let the we win. The we win flow. Got to be determined. You don't stop until you come out on top.
Sorry.
Amen. You know, I'm not talking about playing healthy. I'm talking about challenges in life that you face that may even seem impossible. The army's bigger than you. They have more chariots, more horses. We're not facing that. How many faced any chariots come at you lately? Well, it's kind of crazy on the interstate anymore with all the road rage and this. Crazy drivers, but still they're not. Hopefully they're not shooting at you. Victory is ours. But again, you have to work it into your life. John chapter 16. Are you getting anything out of this? I want this to become part of how we think as a church. John chapter 16. Verse 33, Jesus speaking. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. See the word tribulation there? In the Greek it's the word philipsis. It means to press, to crush, even to crush like a grape. You're going to have pressure in the world. But be of good cheer. You can have peace in it. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. The enemy is trying to crush you. You follow me? But the weak-willed mentality resists that pressure. Look at Romans chapter 12. It's a good place to go to this. Remember the philipsis. Remember the crushing. The world's trying to crush us right now. Ha 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 ha. You know, ha 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 is part of the we win mentality.
Yes, it is.
That's the best you can do, devil. Ha 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 ha. Things are falling apart. Ha 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 ha. It's just a temporary situation. I'm coming out on top. Romans 12, have you got it? It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Present yourself to God for His purposes. Verse 2 is where I want to go. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'll stop right there. Be not conformed to this world. Other versions say, don't let the world pressure you, philipsis you into its mold. When I got saved, all my friends of the past pretty much departed from me, all my worldly friends. It's a sea of bye. I wasn't fun anymore to them. And if I did run into them, they were all, you know, and offer me a beer or something to smoke, something to take, yeah. You know, you want to look at these pictures or whatever, something to try to get it, to get me pressed into the world's mold again. And it says here, be you transformed, metamorpho, converted, become a new creation by the renewing of your minds by the Word of God, right? And so the Word has the ability to shape us into the image of Christ versus the image of the world. And in the image of Christ, you never lose. Jesus never lost a battle. He never lost a debate. You follow me? He never lost a temptation. He always won. And we can do the same thing. Don't let the pressures you're encountering force you back into world activity. Now see, I need to touch on that just for a few minutes. Don't let the pressures you're facing force you back into world activity. Mm-hmm. Some Christians get under major pressure. I just need a drink. Or I need a toke. I need to go spend a bunch of money on a credit card. I need to have a temper tantrum. Yeah. I need to cuss somebody out. I need to eat everything in the refrigerator. Where's Dairy Queen at today? I want one of everything on the menu. See, under pressure, the enemy wants to use it to force you back into the mold of the world. the image of the past. But we win through Jesus because you got a revelation of the Word. Resist the devil. What happens when you resist him? He takes off running. We have a right to never lose. And again, what I'm getting at is that didn't this give you a peace in the midst of a battle? It gives you an expectation that will transform your life. And that you believe you will never lose. Amen. Now again, when I was young, wasn't raised with Jesus, drank a lot of alcohol of every kind, not to mention everything that went with that, the drugs and everything else, but my alcohol was my main thing. I really never saw myself living to be 50. I thought I would destroy my body through so much drinking that the 40s would probably be the end of it for me. That was my mindset. Once you got saved when I was 30, quit drinking that night I got saved. But that mindset was still there. Before it's done, you're going to lose your job, lose your family, lose other stuff. The voice was speaking to me. And the Word and the promises of God turned it around when I realized I can't lose. I cannot lose. God's on my side. If I will do things His way.
Yes.
If I'll be led to the Spirit, if I'll follow Him, how can I lose? And it will transform your life as well. Work it. That's my challenge to you in these teachings. Work the Word in these areas. That you are not going to lose. All kinds of stuff going on in this church this service. Amen. I mean, people getting lottery tickets from each other and everything. So, Father, we thank you for your Word. Seal it in our hearts, our minds, our understanding. And we believe if we follow you, no weapon formed against us prospers. We win in every single situation. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.